This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind as we wind our way into April, wondering where normal is. Can you see it? I'm looking for normal. I feel a little, I don't know, I got a little extra bounce in my step today. Doesn't it feel like it's close? Like we're rounding the corner here a little bit?
Yeah, I do.
Feel that way, Kim? Yep. Todd, how about you? Feel like kind of nudging our way there?
A nudge is probably a good way to put it. Nudge.
Yeah, nudge.
Like we're making it, but yeah, not a sprint by any means.
Here's a theory I'm going to try out on our audience today, and welcome to your input. We always enjoy a good, robust conversation with the What's on Your Mind army of common sense, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping people of the Northern Plains. I think we need some, I don't know, circle a date on the calendar. Some certainty, some, you know, what are we shooting for here? What's the date? President Trump, a few weeks ago, said Easter. Look what Easter represents. He is risen. Right?
After, he is risen indeed.
After a very dark period.
Hallelujah.
That precedes it. You have this unbelievable, world-changing, life-changing moment where we go from dead means dead. You ever think about that? I don't want to take you back to Sunday school here, but, you know,
yeah,
I mean.
Absolutely, yeah, you bet.
You know, I mean, prior to that game changer, for lack of a better term, that seems a little light, but, you know.
Resurrection.
Yeah. Prior to this incredible moment in the history of the world, in all of time, when you died, you died. You're done. It's over. And because he did what he did, that's how much God loves us, to say, you know what? You do what you do. I'm going to give you a free will. You totally do what you do. But if you choose to run with me, you choose to follow me, you choose to live your life this way, you got everlasting life. So then you don't need to fear death. So it's like a victory over death. It's like conquering death. Death's no more, it's not a thing. And we're sitting here in COVID-19 mode. What are we doing? Fearing death. I could get it. I could die. True. You could. And for people who are in challenging health conditions, you know, you're going to be worried about it. You should be worried about it. But if the worst, the awful, the horrible comes, it's not the end. If you're living your life in an Easter kind of way. So I'm shooting for some hope today. I'm shooting for, you know, what do you think the date on the calendar should be? Obviously, North Dakota is vastly different than in a metropolitan area like New York City or even the Twin Cities or whatever. Does the governor of Minnesota know there's a Minnesota outside these seven counties of the metro? I'm not sure he does.
Boy, is that a great question.
I'm not sure he does.
I don't think he does either.
Do you know, we can't even get a return phone call from the governor of Minnesota. Been trying for weeks. And I don't expect to get a call from him, but, you know, like, how about the press spokesperson to say, yeah, we'll work on... No, nada. That doesn't exist. So that's a whole different universe. That's a whole different world. But you think of Western Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, this is, you know... These are people that have been practicing social distancing since the beginning of time, right? That's how they live. They live here because they want social distancing. They don't want to be around a bunch of people. So for us, what makes sense? What makes sense? Now, I understand the governor, the lieutenant governor, state health officer, you know, mayors, elected people, they are charged with protecting us. Following all those guidelines, they're going to have a set of rules, and I understand all that. I'm just saying, from the standpoint of good old-fashioned common sense on the heartland, what's that date? What date do you feel is a good date to say, okay, let's go back to some normal. Let's open this business. Let's open that business. Okay, restaurants can be open, but with half the tables normal, so there's some distance. Whatever. So we can... Get things going again. Get things moving. I would never in 100,000 years say, let's be reckless, let's just do this, come on, folks, because, you know, we've got to sell more burgers. I'm just saying, where's the common sense in this? What's the date? Give me a date. Give me something to shoot for. Maybe we don't hit that. Maybe we say, on this date, if this is happening, here's what we'll do. I don't know. You tell me. You want a date on the calendar? I kind of do. I just want a little real light at the end of the tunnel to look at. I feel it. Right now, I feel it. Todd says nudging. Kevin says he feels it. But what's the date on the calendar? What do you think we should shoot for? You tell me. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number.
What should we shoot for? How about already?
Like yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Well, that's not realistic, though. Right?
You said shoot for.
Yesterday's gone. I'm talking about tomorrow, brother. Anyway, Jack in Litchfield, is that where you're at, Jack?
10-4.
10-4. What's on your mind, Jack?
Well, yesterday you had the governor, and I was just wondering if K-Fire had enough money not to run commercials. I mean, it's a governor, and it's a tragic time, and people should have time to call in and instead of say, Governor, could you shut up for a little bit? We got to run a couple of commercials here. I thought that was very rude.
Well, that's just the normal breaks. You know, we're on four stations, so I think if it was, you know, maybe the night, you know, this story broke and you're getting all these rules out for the first time, you know, people are hearing this for the first time. I would agree with you, right? You just sort of you'd shut down the normal format and just talk as long as you wanted to talk.
Which we do in the afternoon.
Yeah.
During the media briefings at 4.
Yeah, very good point.
3:30,
yeah.
As they were before.
Yeah. In fact, we've all done that. We've done the press conference, which starts with a bunch of announcements and then some other speakers and then some Q&A and then the president speaks and those are running commercial free. So I think... You know, I hear you, Jack. If it was a little more of a state of emergency, probably would do that. But the governor's on regularly with us. The lieutenant governor's on with us regularly. So I think there's plenty of access to him and plenty of ways for people to get access to him.
Thank you.
I will take your counsel and add it to the list. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We don't get many complaints here, but that's okay. When we do, we'll take them under consideration. We appreciate it. You'd have to know, though, if we went, for instance, commercial-free through this entire ordeal, then Todd and I'd probably be, you know, over at the unemployment office. Wouldn't we, Todd? We'd probably be over the...
Put a little tin cup out the front door. Hey, if you want to drop something off for us.
So it's those advertisers...
Whether that be legal or not, but, you know.
It's those advertisers, those supporters... That are putting the coins, you know, in. They're the coins go in, and that's how we're able to deliver the information we do and have the team we do and all of that. So let's talk about normalcy, Minot style, on the program.
A lot of us have already been exposed.
So start over now. Tell me that. What'd you say?
I believe all of us have been already exposed.
We've already been exposed.
Earlier. Yeah. So why don't we get back to work and open things up?
Now, when you say I believe
the whole time,
when you say I believe, if we followed the, I didn't get your name, by the way. What's your name?
Dean.
Dean?
Yep.
So the Dean plan was to say, boom, tomorrow we're opening it all up because you've all had it anyway, and then we find out we hadn't all had it anyway, and then you have another spike and you end up
delaying the opening.
Well, yeah, you'd make things worse. You'd sort of start it all over again, right? You'd flood the system. That's the thing.
Up here,
I think he could be right, but we got to know.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody.
watched the talents of John Prine there. Who did he die of coronavirus related?
Yeah.
He has some underlying health conditions.
Yeah, he was a smoker for years and years, and he just got through esophageal cancer, throat cancer.
Kind of a good folksy style to him.
You bet.
Yeah.
Legend. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
So, Dean and Minot, we're going to continue with you in a moment here after I tell you about MyPillow. And MyPillow, right now, if you were, you know, at their factory down near the Twin Cities, you'd see a bunch of folks not making pillows, not making Giza Dream Sheets or mattress toppers or travel pillows or any of those famous MyPillows. They're making masks right now. They're making masks, and they are exclusively for hospitals. Pretty amazing. They've shut down the plant for that. But you know what? I hope you will take a moment to say, you know, I've heard about these MyPillows. I want to try them. I haven't done it. You got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee. Incredible. 3 years. Sleep on you, don't like it. Send it back. I mean, they just take great care of you at MyPillow. Some of their best deals ever right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listeners Specials line. Okay. All the specials are there. Most of them are buy one, get one. Buy one, get one specials on everything. So take advantage of this deal right now. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, back with Dean and Minot. So what I was saying before the break, Dean, is we don't know. I mean, you're a good-hearted fella. You believe this is the case, and it could very well be. And I happen to remember Washington State obviously got hit with this. One of the first states. And if you go back and look at...
Very high Asian culture over there.
Well, yeah, and you know, and plenty of, visitors from China.
Traveled 30 million people around the world for the Chinese New Year's.
But what I was going to tell you is, before they were tracking COVID cases, if you look at the amount of influenza flu cases in Washington State over the last 3 years... you know, the numbers have been down there in the 3,000 range every year. Until this year, they spiked to like 12. So it's making your point. That likely wasn't traditional flu. There was a lot of those that were called flu that were likely COVID before we were tracking COVID that happened in Washington State.
I thought I had sinus and part of the flu symptoms going on. I believe I had it.
We don't know is the problem. Now, what I'd love to see at some point is us to get really innovative. I know we're doing some neat things. We did some of the first ever testing of, you know, anybody that wanted to test in the country last weekend to get an idea, you know, what are the numbers. If we could get to a test that says, do you have the antibody? Did you have it at one point? And if you did, go back to work.
Exactly.
Go back to work. But
exactly.
I'm adding a step. I'm saying you probably before you do that, you're going to have people tested to be able to do that. But
everybody gets those 15 minutes accessible tests that they've been talking about, Trump and the CDC and this and that. You know, take advantage of that. How are we all going to know? We're going to sit around, twiddle our thumbs, and go broke?
No.
Bury the country?
We can't do that. We can't. That's what I'm saying. We need a date on the calendar.
We are. And then the other thing about North Dakota, South Dakota, is all your snowbirds are already back. All your Canadians have already traveled through weeks ago. Most of the snowbirds, the farmers, the ranchers that went down south out of the winter, you know, are back. We have friends that normally go down to Arizona. They drove down and came back right away, and they haven't had no symptoms. And they're elderly people. You know, up here, we should be able to start opening up. Even parts in Montana. You know, the biggest part of Montana is in Bozeman that's had the issues.
Well, the numbers are going the right way. The numbers are going the right way, Dean. Appreciate your call very much. Thank you. 800-228-0550. You agree with Dean? Just open it up. Texas is April the 13th. The longer we wait, the harder it'll be for a restart. Let's get this ship underway and rejoin the fight to keep America great. They don't want to wait very long, do they?
No.
April 13th.
I get it.
Days away. It's Monday. Someone has to pay your FCC license. Advertisers. Well, that's true. That's not the most expensive thing in running a radio station, but they do. They cost money.
Well, the power bill and everything else.
This texter says, Todd wins my vote yesterday. However, you are correct. Irrational fear of death from a single thing. 7,500 people die on average every day in the U.S. That's where the media could feel quite the hysteria. They sure
can. You know, if you're worried about statistically how likely you are to die going out your front door, you'd never go out your front door.
And some people live like that.
That's true.
Kind of sad.
Realized, you're right.
2580550 to tell us, what's your open update? What's your guidance for elected leaders, health officials, and other officials? What do you want to have happen right now? When we've asked this question before, the overwhelming majority of folks have said, look, we got it about right here. They got it right. They know what they're doing. That's been, I don't know, 10 days, a couple weeks. We've seen some numbers flattening. What do you want? When you talk to your friends about this, what do you say? Texter says, I'm also feeling better about the outcome today. I'd say April 30th, my twin grandson's 13th birthday. There you go. Somebody wants us to watch Chad and Jeremy, Yesterday is Gone. On YouTube.
Well, it's not it's a song.
Yeah. They must have a good little workup of
hang
it on YouTube
on,
or something.
Hang on.
You don't have to play it now. We can do it for a bumper. We'll do it for the next bumper. How about that? We're not going to wait. We love it.
Wow.
We're a little sneak peek. Do you know the song?
Yeah, I do know the song, and I think somebody's made a video of it on YouTube with the current situation.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
Roger, west of Alexandria, what's on your mind?
I say open it up. I live out in middle Minnesota, and these people, like some of the restaurant owners, there's a couple other small businesses that are just closed down. And, oh, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Oh, okay. I hear the music in the background.
Well, it just means we're going to a little break here. Let's hang on, Roger. You can finish after the break. We won't compete with the music then, okay? Hang on a second.
Okay,
Roger in the middle of Minnesota with some thoughts for us. Brent in Newtown after him, and others welcome to join the fun here at 2580550 on What's On Your Mind.
Fuel prices have dropped. Now's the time to get your bulk fuel storage tank from True North Steel. True North Steel has been providing tank solutions for over 75 years. Contact your salesperson today at TrueNorthSteel.com. Tanks range from 300 to 12,000 gallons and double or single wall. Built for vertical and horizontal installation, ensuring to meet your application needs. Their custom designed tanks meet STI certifications. Reserve yours today at TrueNorthSteel.com.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released information showing nearly one-third of Americans who rent apartments have not paid any of their rent this month. That's according to the National Multifamily Housing Council. It says only 69% of tenants have paid anything between April 1st and 5th. The numbers are seen as evidence of just how many Americans are struggling to pay for necessities during the coronavirus pandemic. It also turns out black Americans are overwhelmingly dying of the virus at a much higher rate as compared to other Americans in major cities. White House Corona Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx speaking about it this morning.
So I just want to make it clear, we don't think African Americans are more susceptible to getting infected.
She told NBC's Today Show it's likely pre-existing health conditions are causing the higher COVID-19 death rates in black communities.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Summer through, I thought I'd found my dream in you. For me, you were the one, but that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone.
Oh, it's gone. Okay, yesterday's gone. Thank you for that. Yeah, very, very much appreciate Chad and Jeremy. I'd forgotten about them. Probably because I was just a toddler when they were a big deal. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and they've got a deal for us again today. I love it when they do this at Puckledge. Yeah, Wednesday Wheels, we call it. Puckledge Chevy Buick GMC. They're in Valley City, Puckledge in Bismarck as well. This is a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 at the Valley City store, crew cab, short box model, four-wheel drive, LT package, nifty amenities to it, sharp Summit white color, jet black interior, and are you ready for this? 14,500 miles. It's like new. VA automatic engine, powering through the mud, the haul, the trailer, you know, pound out those miles on the highway. It's on the lot now for $33,580. You tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, and guess what? $1,000 off that price. I'm not kidding you. Not kidding you. $32,580 for a little more than a year old Chevy Silverado 1500 crew cab four wheel drive with 14,500 miles on it. Call them at 800-401-4352. That's 800-401-4352 or online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com to find out more. Puckledge Chevy Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. And Puckledge Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Back to Roger in the middle of Minnesota. So you're more worried about the impact from all this. Is your bottom line, right, Roger?
Yeah, bottom line, yep. The impact on it. The other thing, sorry.
I was just going to say, are you worried that, you know, the directions you're given and shelter in place and other things that are right now mandates from the Minnesota government, 11 different pages worth of stuff, is for the 7-county metro area, but really doesn't pertain to you in western Minnesota, yet you're having to live by it?
Yes. I mean, out here in rural Minnesota, the businesses and stuff, I see what they're going through. Trying to help out as much as I can. But, I mean, it's killing us. And this is, it's unreal what's going on. And they need to open this back up because the numbers just don't add up. It doesn't make sense, the percentages and stuff. And, hey, any death is bad, all right? But when you compare it to other things, it doesn't add up. And this, the malaria drug, I have a hard time saying that word, 14. But, you know, that stuff is working. I'm hearing doctors saying it's working. I mean, but we still got, you know, Bossy, whatever, telling us that, you know, it's untested. Well, it's been around since, I don't know, some people say 1945 or 1955.
This is something I don't understand. I need to ask a doctor. I need to ask a doctor this question because,
yes, it has side effects,
like any drug has side effects, right? And but it's not a new drug. So we know when you take it for malaria or you take it for lupus or whatever, X percent of people have the, you know, side effects. That's like any drug we take, right? I mean, look at the commercials. They go on and on and on and on and on about the side effects. But if what I heard President Trump say is, look, what do you got to lose? We know people that it's helped. Talk to your doctor. So why are we having a fuss over this? We know it's worked for a few people, very high-profile people, and we know. So if I have it and I talk to my doctor and say, hey, I want to take it, the doctor says, okay, I'm okay with that, what's the big deal? Why do we got to waste all this energy talking about, well, why does Trump keep saying that? Why is he pumping that out? Because he knows it's helped people. He wants you to have a choice. What's weird about that?
Nothing's weird. I back up the president 100%. One thing I'm going to add, and then I get you guys get on with the rest of the show that I listen to every day. But one thing I want to add, the more I look at this, the more stuff that I read, you know, national wise, political wise, it just seems to me like, and not to get into Republican or Democrat, but honestly, it just seems to me like the Democrats have a memo going around because there's keywords that they're all saying, governors, the Pelosi, Schumer, all of them. And it's just, there's something here that just ain't right. There's something that's going on that just, it just, I can't put my finger on.
First of all, you're right. They communicate, you know, very well, their political talking points. And that comes from, you know, Politburo Central. Pelosi, Schumer, you know, the Democratic National Committee, of course, they're going to do everything in their messaging to say, let's not give Trump credit. And, you know, if you don't think they're going to do everything in their power, look, the most decisive thing Donald Trump did before anybody even, you know, was not a household word, coronavirus, he shut down the border. He said, we're not taking people in from China, and he later expanded it to Italy and places in Europe, okay? And when he did that, I have the tweet from Chuck Schumer saying it was xenophobic, ridiculous, this president. Yeah. Knee-jerk reaction to everything is to, you know, take it out on people that he doesn't agree with. Yep, no, they did. So you can be sure they'll be busy trying to spin that a different way as we go. Roger, I'm thrilled that you listen, where you listen, and keep listening, and call again. Appreciate it. Nice chatting with you. You got some good common sense there. Brent in Newtown.
Yes, sir. You got a great show. We love listening to you. It's always the bright spot of the day. A couple deals I'm thinking. Number one, with the oil going on, there's legacy fund stuff that can be freed up in that, but people need to realize there's going to be a downplay in workers that are qualified to frack, drilling rigs, different things, that you can't just take somebody and give them a job doing. There's a lot of them leaving the state right now, and I think when it blows up, there's going to be a void to fill for labor. Also, on a second note, being an electrician, so North Dakota, they're a great state, love it up here, but the thing kills me, they do paper tests. You have to go do a paper test for a North Dakota Masters or tournaments, et cetera. Well, they have not changed that yet. A lot of other states do what's called a Prometrics test. So Prometrics is considered a test, like you might go in there and take an electrical test for a master's. There'll be somebody taking a nursing test or whatever else. So you can go to the bigger places and take a test and be able to get that license, which is going to dump more revenue into the state and to everything else. So they're still doing paper tests. They canceled my paper test, and I've got to wait to get rescheduled. With everything going the way it is, we should use electronics and the modern age to get things up to speed. So, you know, everything is on pace for everybody to be able to come back out of this and make more for the state and themselves. And when I say ProMedica test, that is also a certified test. A lot of states that do that, they have a deal where if you take their ProMedica test, it's considered a block test. So a lot of block tests, there is a lot of states, say I have a journeyman's license from Louisiana, and I want to take the journeyman's of North Dakota. If I took a ProMedica block test, they already consider that pre-qualifying, so then I can go ahead and take the computerized test without having to have verified hours and everything else on it. But there is fixing, it's fixing to roar back bigger than it ever has, because we are one nation under God, and when it comes back, there's going to be a void in the oil field still, a bunch.
Because people are leaving, you're saying. And why, where are they going?
They're going to come back.
Where are they going? They're not going to find work in the oil field anywhere else, are they?
Well, no. They're going to go down to Texas or down to Louisiana or wherever else and do heavy industrial. That's the equivalent to oil field. So when everything comes back and it's raging, you're going to have people going down there and they're going to get into not necessarily a different trade. They're going to get into a different job that still gets them paid. But it's kicking off down there, and then you're going to have a void to fill up here.
Yeah, which is why everything in our power needs to be done. There's a lot going on. Senator Kevin Cramer has been a big proponent of letting Saudi Arabia know that our defense assets are coming out. So you can stop playing games. You can stop playing games right now. And,
exactly. Like he said, sorry to cut you off, but like he said before, a couple weeks ago, I listened to you, he talked about, we don't need to take foreign oil, and we don't. So with Obama, he had the deal where foreign people and foreign companies could buy places over here. They could buy physical property, physical whatever. Well, the first thing the Saudis done is bought the biggest refinery in California, and people overlook that. Where do you think that oil comes from? It's their shitty oil.
Why do we let them buy those kind of assets and control those things? I mean, same thing in packing plants. I mean, there are these four packing plants that have 80% of the business, and one of them is owned by China, and one of them is owned by Brazil. I'm just like, what is? It's one of my questions for Senator Hoban today. I don't know.
Make America and fuel America from right here, because there's enough oil in the ground to fuel this whole nation for umpteen years with no problem. Just here in North Dakota. That ain't count Texas, everything else. They need to get the freaking foreigners out of there and get out a lot of these deals we've got with the World Health Organization. There's a lot of the stuff, if you look up, that we pay to people. The World Health Organization, there's other things that we pay that we shouldn't be paying. Why are we paying for other countries when we...
Yeah, I'm gonna play a clip of President Trump here in a little bit saying that exact thing. Stay tuned. Mike in Wyoming, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What's your take?
Yeah, I just think we have a major problem with the government in general. And the problem is New York just stated that they're not going to go back to work until they get the antibody tests. And I think everybody's going to fall in line with that. Even some out here are going to say until we get those antibody tests, we can't fully go back to work. And that's not going to be in a month. I think it's going to be longer than a month. So June 1st, I think, is the earliest we're going to get back to work, which is awful. I mean, my business is dying. But I think we've got a major problem with Washington. Washington, you know how you can't build a house on a small foundation? Well, right now we've got everything up top taking everything, and everything below it's trying to support it. And it's so small that the Washington people need to be chased out, and we've got to consider changing the way we run our government.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of a timeline on that antibody test. I haven't seen anything on that for a while, but, it's a great idea. Because you can find out, I think it's one way to open the country back up. Get people tested.
He's not gonna do it till he gets it, so we're in trouble.
Yeah, I just wonder when we're getting it. We'll check on that too, Mike. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Stephen Fargo, Chairman Perm, others behind those two, when we continue. Don't go away.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by the wonderful community of Tioga, North Dakota. You been up there lately? Beautiful place. Talk about social distancing? You got it, and you got everything you need right there. Wonderful community, great schools. Find out more at TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. Texter says, I say we should heed the advice of Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, and I think we, as a country, should wait till April 30th. Well, I'd be happy if Birx and Fauci were saying April 30th. I heard Dr. Fauci yesterday say, you know, the great news is kids are going to be able to get back to school by this fall. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad they get to go back to school. All those juniors in college that had to come home will at least have a senior year, or same with high school kids. Our daughter goes to Yale. You guys know that, right? You know what, you know what they did at Yale yesterday?
What?
They made an announcement that the grading system for this semester is going to be pass-fail because of the coronavirus.
What? Aren't you glad you're spending all that money?
Come on.
I'm not kidding you.
Wow. Wow.
And you know why they're doing it? Because, you know, some students protested that, well, it's really tough. And I don't doubt there's challenging situations in some families. My daughter knew one girl who was working three jobs because her mom lost hers. And, you know, very tough. But they said all along, you know, if you've got special circumstances, let us know. And we'll consider pass-fail on every individual student. But, no, that wasn't good enough. It's everybody. Isn't that unbelievable? And there's my daughter studying like crazy.
Yeah.
Even still, you know, she's, you know, not going to change anything. She wants to learn, but you just told kids, whatever. Yeah, unbelievable. It really is. I also need to tell you about our friends at Mineral Tracker are a great help right now. Some numbers are changing when it comes to energy development. U.S. barrels per day after previously forecasting, you know, just a booming thing. We're going to drop by 500,000 barrels per day is what they're expecting right now. So if you're a mineral owner, every barrel is important, and you want to make sure you're getting everything possible and also an idea of what the future holds. And that's the great thing about Mineral Tracker. They can predict the future based on all of their technology. That's the way they do it. MineralTracker.com to check that out. Check out the app. It's free for 30 days. Just give it a try, and you'll find you get great information. Or call them at 833-842-2924. You got Fauci saying we can go back to school?
Yeah, here he is.
I fully expect, though I'm humble enough to know that I can't accurately predict, that by the time we get to the fall, that we will have this under control enough that it certainly will not be the way it is now, where people are shutting schools.
Super.
Mr. Optimism there, I'll tell you.
Oh, great.
Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I don't know what all the answers are, and, you know, April 30th sounds like a, you know, reasonable date to start looking at opening stuff, but I'm very cautious when people say, oh, the flu killed more, and this is no big deal, and this is different. You know, I've got a buddy that was up in New York traveling for business and has been in a Florida hospital for over a week on a ventilator, and he's 57 years old, has no underlying health conditions. The flu doesn't do that to people. So some people react really poorly to this, and it's scary. And in your lifetime, can you ever tell me when there was a hospital ship parked in New York City to take overflow patients? Can you tell me the last time there were freezer trucks outside of New York hospitals to store the bodies because the morgues can't keep up? So, shut it down forever, no, but is what we're doing right now, you know, something close to reasonable and making sense? I'm still thinking it is, and my business and my clients are being very negatively impacted by this, but I don't know if filling every hospital and running out of respirators in every major metropolitan area in the country is a good idea. What's your thought?
No, I think the balance has to be there, but I do think we need... You know, the numbers here are very different than the numbers in New York. And by the way, that hospital ship has very few patients on it. Now, it was a good precaution. We have 200 hospital beds at the University of Mary right now. More at NDSU out at Fargo Dome. And they're not being used. And they may never need to be used. I think that's because we did our job. We took this seriously and said, you know what? We got to shut things down. But I think if you let, some people... do this. I mean, there's Dr. Fauci talking about, well, your kids should be able to go back to school in fall. We're pretty sure you can do that in fall. Holy buckets, I hope so. You know, they'll take it too far. So I think having a date and having a, again, depending on where you are, where you live, what the numbers are.
A couple ways, though. There's no reason to put kids back in school for the last, you know, even if you could do it April 30th, to put them in school for 3 weeks is just dumb.
Well, I agree. I agree with this.
I don't know. But I don't know exactly what he's saying, but he may be saying it should be back. You know, we're not going to be able to do it this now. I'm not, you know, I'm putting words in his mouth. But if he meant they won't be able to go back this spring, but this fall looks pretty good, you know, that would be a better message than, oh, we're thinking about fall maybe. You're right. At some point, you got to throw the switch because you can't lock people down for that long.
Yeah.
So it's a balancing act, though. It really is.
It is. There's no doubt about it, and I think we've done a pretty good job of it. I think that President Trump has found the right tone through most of this, and has spoken for a whole lot of people who are going through some challenging things. But at some point, we need a date circled on the calendar, and I think that's kind of where we're getting at. Let's start talking about it, at least. Let's start thinking about what it's going to look like. Let's plan our comeback. Steve, thanks for the call. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.